This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So, market players see the labor market as perhaps strong enough to prompt another rise in interest rates soon. But the youngest people in the U.S. labor force still face an uphill battle. Unemployment among 16 to 19-year-olds is at 16%, and that's among those who are looking. The Obama administration wants to bring that rate down and will offer an idea that's part of the president's budget proposal tomorrow. Nova Safo has the story.
The job market is competitive enough, but for those between 16 and 24 years old, not in school and looking for a job, it's even harder.
You're having trouble getting to the first interview.
Thaddeus Ferber of the Forum for Youth Investment says most hiring managers don't give young people with thin resumes a second glance.
It's not easy finding a champion inside of a company who's willing to buck the trend. There's a lot of stigma and also a lot of playing it safe.
The case for hiring young workers would be easier, Ferber says, if the Obama administration's plans were enacted. That's because they include employer incentives, some $6 billion on things like subsidizing a part of young workers' wages and the costs of on-the-job training programs. Carl Van Horn leads the Center for Workforce Development at Rutgers. He says there were similar efforts for young people in the mid-70s.
A lot of the research on these strategies was conducted back then and showed that they were effective.
Now the president is once again proposing a major effort to help young workers looking for their first shot. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.